Professor in News. On Keith Peters reporting, President Trump says he trusts Russia's Vladimir Putin on ending the war in Ukraine. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
A day after speaking with Putin, the president said he's convinced that the Russian leader wants peace 3 years after he invaded Ukraine.
Yeah, I believe that he would like to see something happen. I trust him on this subject.
And he gives Putin the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, I think he wants peace. I think he would tell me if he didn't.
The president announced plans to begin negotiations with Putin, but Ukrainian President Zelensky said he will not accept any agreements that do not include his country in the talks. Greg Clugston, the White House.
There's been a disastrous pileup on a major interstate highway east of Portland, Oregon during whiteout conditions.
Authorities say the vehicle pileup has closed part of a major interstate along Columbia River near Portland, Oregon. The Multnomah County Sheriff's Office said on social media that westbound Interstate 84 was closed near Multnomah Falls after a 100-vehicle pileup in which an SUV caught fire. It also says there are reports of people being trapped in vehicles. Authorities say the people in the SUV were able to escape. Officials say first responders are searching car by car and injuries have been reported. Multnomah Falls is about 25 miles east of Portland. I'm Haya Panjwani.
An 86-year-old Kansas City man will plead guilty Friday to the 2023 shooting of Ralph Yarl, a black teenager who rang the man's doorbell by mistake. Andrew Lester was scheduled to stand trial next week on charges of first-degree assault and armed criminal action in the shooting of the then 16-year-old. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 342 points, the Nasdaq rose 295. This is SRN News. Christians will pray for Muslims during Ramadan. SRN's Michael Harrington has more on the story.
Followers of Islam around the world will begin a 30-day period of fasting on February 28th, and the Southern Baptist Convention is urging prayers for their salvation during this time. The SBC's International Mission Board has set up a website for people to join the Pray for Ramadan campaign, complete with schedules and prompts. Missionaries throughout the Middle East report a surge in Muslim conversions in recent years. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Georgia's state Senate has passed a bill that would cut off public funding for sex change operations for adults. However, the future of the legislation remains cloudy in the state house. The measure would specifically bar state money for sex change operations in state employee and university health insurance plans, Medicaid, and the prison system. This is SRN News. Wall Street rallies near a record and yawns at President Trump's latest threat. We hear more on the day's market activity from correspondent Seth Sutel reporting from New York City.
Stocks rallied to the brink of a record after more companies reported better-than-expected profits. The S&P 500 rose 1% Thursday. The gains came after Wall Street brushed off the latest announcement on tariffs by President Donald Trump, which may not take effect for at least several weeks. The Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed 342 points. It's about 0.8%. The Nasdaq Composite rallied 1.5%. MGM Resorts, GE Healthcare, and Molson Coors all rose after releasing their latest profit reports. Treasury yields eased in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note fell to 4.53%. Seth Sutel, New York.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.